That is the sound of a spontaneous masterclass with one of the world's great musicians. It's a hot summer day. We are deep inside the NPR newsroom. Staffers, including me, are crammed into our music department for a performance, part of NPR's Tiny Desk concert series. Musicians drop by, they play us a few songs, or the Bach cello suites.
Believe it or not, this was the very first piece of music I started on the cello when I was 4 years old. One measure at a time. First day. Second day.
That is Yo-Yo Ma.
Third day. You get the idea. Now, all of you do homework, have done homework. Some days it's easier than others. So it's actually not painful to learn something if you do it incrementally.
Yo-Yo Ma is out with a new recording of the Bach cello suites titled Six Evolutions. He swears this is the last time he will record the complete suites.
I lived with this music for 58 years, plus four. That's my age. You probably figured that out. So actually embedded in the way I play is actually everything I've experienced. So the next piece I'm going to play for you is the Sarabande from the Sixth Suite. I played this piece at both friends' weddings and, unfortunately, also at their memorial services. So it has a dual purpose. So think about that.
When he was done playing, as the notes faded and his hands stilled, I got to slide into the chair beside Yo-Yo Ma and ask him a few questions. An honor. But I also had to force myself. That was so lovely that I kind of hate to interrupt with any words or questions. I feel like
no,
we all just want to wander out and stay under that spell as we go about the rest of our day. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to play for all of you, even though the room is a little hot.
It's a little hot. We got the sun coming in.
Yep.
I'm so interested by what you said about how you first played these particular Bach suites when you were four, and they've informed your life, and your life has informed the way you play them. It struck me as something we can all relate to. When I read a book in my 40s now, I find things in there I didn't find in there when I read it in high school. Is it the same for you
totally.
When you play this?
It's exactly the same thing. And it's finding riches that a different perspective, which age obviously brings. And I feel like that's exactly what a musician or a scientist, and I think of Bach as a scientist musician, and what a news organization could do to bring all of the different perspectives of a globe together so we can actually make better decisions.
So if you listen to a recording of you playing this today and in the 90s and in the 80s and when you first started, you could hear...
I can tell you exactly what the person that's playing is going for. And I think, you know, language is a form of technique. But what you try and look for is not just to appreciate the technique, but the content.
So what are you going for now in your 60s?
So it's you go for content. You try and transcend technique to get to what you think is there. So instead of saying, oh, here are these notes and this is difficult and I'm going to try and nail it, you're trying to express it. And I think we go through these different evolutions as obviously you have. And each time you go through an evolution, you're using all of what you learned from a previous evolution and applying it to your present state. And so it's an additive thing, and I think that's what culture does.
And the second piece you played, that you played at a friend's wedding and then very sadly at the memorial service, you must have played it in a really different way. Same notes, same music.
Same notes. I played it, I think, after 9/11. I've played it for really celebratory occasions. That's what something multidimensional can do.
These particular six suites, you've recorded them three times?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it right.
You're saying this is... I think you're doing all right on that front.
Well, some people say yes and...
But you've said this is the last time. Why?
Well, because I'm old. No, well... No, because I'm trying to think of these as, you know, I'm trying to name them as six evolutions because I've gone through what? I was an immigrant. Once you're an immigrant, you're always an immigrant. Right? And once you go to college, you've always gone to college, and I've benefited from all the things I learned there. I have a family, I have a wife. And so this is the evolution that I want to kind of stay with, and to think that music actually was invented as all of culture was invented by us to help all of us figure out who we are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk with you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All things considered. Da da do 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 do. I've done that.
All right, he's going to play us out on the ATC theme tune. You can see the video of his Tiny Desk concert at nprmusic.org. And lest you doubt, Yo-Yo Ma is a man of his word.